From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Weeks of diplomatic coaxing and prodding were rewarded today as talks on the future of Afghanistan opened in Bonn. Now comes the hard part. United Nations diplomats are urging rival Afghan leaders to put aside past differences and work together to stabilize the country. From Bonn, NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
38 Afghans representing the Northern Alliance and three groups of exiles were seated at a large round table. The Taliban were not invited. The host, German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, assured the participants that the world would not abandon Afghanistan once the campaign against the Taliban and Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terror network is over. But he also stressed that the responsibility for rebuilding the country lies with the Afghan leaders.
I urge you all to forge a truly historic compromise that holds out a better future for your torn country and its people.
Fischer said the international community is prepared to help out, but aid is linked to clear expectations. First, an agreement on binding rules for a political process and on a broad-based representative transitional administration.
Second, respect for and protection of human rights. That includes first and foremost guaranteeing the rights and dignity of women. Their active participation in the social and political life of the nation is essential for the country's peaceful future.
Five women, in fact, were present at the opening ceremony. Three of them are official members of the delegations. And in another contrast with the customs of the Taliban regime, the great majority of the male delegates wore suits and ties. The UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, read a message from UN General Secretary Kofi Annan, who warned the delegates not to resort to fighting each other as they have in the past.
To many skeptics, it appears that that is precisely what you are about to do. You must prove them wrong and show that you can choose the path of compromise over conflict.
The Northern Alliance, which now controls most of Afghanistan and had been the least willing to attend the power-sharing talks, overshadowed the other delegations. Its delegation chief, Yunis Kanuni, the interior minister of the de facto rulers in Kabul, stressed the legitimacy of his group. He said, "We want to lead Afghanistan out of the Middle Ages." But he assured the other participants that the alliance will not monopolize power. In the lead-up to the conference, one of the sticking points was who would represent the majority ethnic group, the Pashtun, who live primarily in southern Afghanistan. The UN organizers of the conference say a partial reply came in a dramatic live telephone call from Hamid Karzai, a tribal chief from the area of Kandahar, who is engaged in the campaign to drive the Taliban from their last stronghold. The UN spokesman, Ahmed Fauzi, summarized Karzai's message to the conference.
He said, "We are one nation, one culture. We are united, not divided. We all believe in Islam, but we believe in Islam that is a religion of tolerance. We have been made extremely poor and vulnerable," he said, "but we are a strong people who would like to assert our will and our sense of self-determination."
The UN spokesman said the participants have all agreed to the agenda for the formation of a transitional administration and that the Bonn talks should last no more than 3 to 5 days. A U.S. diplomatic source said all participants agree that the ex-king of Afghanistan, whose delegation is present in Bonn, can play an important symbolic role in an interim government. The diplomat said the likely sticking points will be on security. The U.N. has suggested creation of a multinational force, an idea the Northern Alliance resists. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bonn.